can't wait. You know, really looking forward to that. Tom didn't like playing against him in training or Armand Ganjalay. So Tom was brilliant for me in that year. Captained the team in certain times as well. And you know, he's an old-fashioned defender. Loves heading it and loves throwing his body in front of it. He will get a great reception from our crowd, I know that, because they're appreciative of what he did last season. But we've got to try and make the night uncomfortable for him.
You didn't want to lose him. I think that was quite clear. No. But in terms of how you've managed to replace what he had, Gary, how pleased are you?
Well, the rise of Curtis Till has been phenomenal. He's learnt a lot about himself last week because he wasn't sure whether he was fit on the Thursday, and we left him to the Saturday. And these are all the things that you get from being full-time. So he's playing on the opposite side. His potential is enormous for me. He can go as high as he wants.
You think that much of him, do you? You don't see him in League One for long, do you?
No, not at all. Not at all. With the level of performances he's got, you know, he's got unbelievable pace. And to be fair, I think we've seen it once or twice where you've seen his unbelievable pace. Fantastic spring. And he's never been full time. So the amount of training and the knowledge and the information he's being given, you know, he's doing ever so well to take it all on board and produce the level of performances that he has.
Just on Clark Robertson, do you think he's now getting the credit that he deserves? A lot of people would have seen Tom Aldred last year with his heart in his sleeve and come and take everything. But do you actually think Clark Robertson is now being seen as a real good ball-playing defender when maybe he didn't get the credit he deserved last year?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of people are still back in the day where a centre-half would head it and kick it. And don't get me wrong, they're great qualities to have. First and foremost is keeping the ball out of the net. But with Clark, what you have got is a very cultured ball-playing centre-half who is developing that side as well. I think on Saturday, you know, he was very aggressive in the air and in his defending. And he's getting closer and closer to that first goal for us. You know, there was, rightly so, we got all the plaudits from the amount of minutes he's played. But he must be close for not scoring as well. But on Saturday, he had two chances again, so we're getting there with him, and you know his progress is massive, and he's the same, Andy. In my opinion, he has the potential to play higher than League One.
Just a final one. It is Tom Aldred returning. It's Lee Clark returning to Bloomfield Road as well. Someone who was in the office that you're in a couple of managers before you, Gary. It's quite clear from us covering Blackpool, the team was in disarray at that stage. Do you think Lee Clark will see a Blackpool squad now that is in anything but disarray and is a very settled unit?
I don't think there'd be anybody here that was under Lee. I think Tom was probably the last one, wasn't he? So it's a completely different team, squad, setup, even staff to that matter. I think there's only Phil Horner that'd be still here. So, you know, it's a completely different setup for when Lee was here at that time. But he's managed at various clubs, and he's always had it sort of like tough, if you like. He went to Birmingham when they didn't have any money. But now he's, you know, he's got financial backing from the board at Bury, and, you know, he's invested it in some real quality players. And after tonight and one more game against us, I wish him all the luck.